We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
12-time Emmy Award-winning sportscaster, author of the new book, Talking to Goats, The Moments You Remember and the Stories You Never Heard. You can find him on Twitter at Jim Gray Official. Jim Gray now joining us. Jim, how you been?
I'm great, Bill. How are you this morning?
We are doing remarkably well as we get into this holiday season, and we're hoping that whoever would happen to gift us a Super Bowl championship for the Green Bay Packers would stop by. But that being said, we know what the NFC is pretty much wide open at this point. I got to ask you, though, you got the new book out, Talking to Goats, The Moments You Remember and the Stories You Never Heard. As you start to put a book together, first of all, was this your idea, or did a publisher or somebody come to you and say, you know what, you ought to put those experiences on paper?
No, we went to the publishing houses for their auction, and it was after, you know, this is 43 years of broadcasting now, Bill, so it's, you know, tens of thousands of interviews and events and so forth, so just decided, you know, it was time to kind of put this all together. Stedman Graham is a good friend of mine, and he's been telling me for years two things. Jim Gray, they're paying you to talk, just keep talking, and put all these stories down on paper. So he's written 12 books, including Identity Leadership and so forth, and him and Oprah have been together for 35, 40 years now, and so they have a pretty good idea about books and stories, so they just kept encouraging me, and after hearing it for 10 or 12 or 15 years, I decided it was the right time to do it. Got Greg Bishop from Sports Illustrated, a great writer. He wrote this with me. He did an incredible job, so that was kind of the genesis of it. Just over the course of time, Bill decided it was time.
We'll talk about some of the better interviews and all that kind of stuff coming up, but I got to ask you, what was it like the other night? Because I saw you doing the post-fight stuff with Mike Tyson, Roy Jones Jr. That set, you got Snoop Dogg on the set. Man, what a fun night, a weird night that had to be, right?
Well, it was fun, and it was incredible to see the Staples Center and the people at Triller and Mike Tyson, the set that they built, and the atmosphere was really spectacular. As far as Mike in the ring, really astonishing, Bill, to see what he was able to accomplish at 54 years of age, to lose 100 pounds, to be in that shape, to go out and put on an exhibition. And same with Roy Jones. Roy got hit in the ribs several times and showed tremendous stamina and ability for a 51-year-old man. So it was a fun night. Didn't appear to me that either guy was trying to hurt one another, and that's what it should be. Nobody should get hurt in an exhibition, but they also displayed some pretty astonishing skills for their age, and it was fun. And Snoop was great. He had a lot of very, very funny and insightful comments doing the commentary.
Yeah, it's an amazing the depth of that guy, without a doubt. So I want to ask you, let's go back to the book for a minute. For all the people, and I know you get asked this 1,000 times, but you know, there's people that are the greatest where you can look at, because you and I do this. I've been doing this a lot less than you have, obviously, and talk to a lot fewer people. But people always say, well, what's your best interview? But you don't get in awe of many people. Is there anybody you've been in awe of when you've had a chance to sit down and chat with them?
Well, a lot of them. I mean, from the very first one, Muhammad Ali, all the way up until the last interview that he ever did, which he allowed me to do. Muhammad Ali, you're always, you know, knew you were in a special space, you know, and there was countless dozens upon dozens of times that I got to interview him. But all of the presidents of the United States, when you have the man who is really the leader of the free world, and you're sitting down and talking to them, you know, there's a different anticipation, and I don't want to say anxiety, but you know, you have all of your antenna up, because his time is precious. And their time is precious. So I would say that, you know, it's been an awesome experience, and you are in awe of these people. I mean, who couldn't be in front of Nelson Mandela and just say, wow, look at what this man's achieved,
right.
or you know, ending the Cold War, Mikhail Gorbachev, or just, you know, having a good time and being in front of Charles Barkley on numerous occasions. So it runs the gamut. Some of them, you know, you just get very comfortable and familiar with, and like Kobe Bryant, I knew him since he was an infant all the way through his life. So, you know, it's not where you're sitting there and saying, wow, this is, I'm in awe of Kobe. It's just, you know, more trying to ascertain information for the public and try and find out what's going on. So, you know, it kind of depends. That's kind of a hard one to answer, but it does change, just like I'm sure it changes with you, Bill, depending upon, you know, the circumstances.
Talking with Jim Gray, 12-time Emmy Award-winning sportscaster, author of the new book, Talking Goats, The Moments You Remember and the Stories You've Never Heard. When you sit down, I've always found it fascinating when I get a chance to sit down and interview somebody and then they tell me something that, much like your book title says, the story you never heard, where you go, oh, wow, I didn't know that. Have you? I mean, obviously you've had thousands of those wow moments, but is there a few that stick out in your mind that go, wow, that was just one of those things that I just never saw coming?
Well, I think it happens a lot, and it happens a lot now because people are so guarded. So, you know, you I'm sure hear sound bites, and you hear things that you know you haven't heard before. And it happens rarely because, you know, everybody's kind of on automatic pilot, or they do it through their own distribution means, their own social media. So, but it happens more frequently than you would think, because if people are comfortable, they usually, you know, are willing to give more information, and if the interviewers are willing to listen and let them have that forum, you know, more information comes out. I mean, I guess, you know, the book has dozens and, you know, hundreds of examples of some of those things. I've always been amazed that, you know, we go back to where we started here. Mike Tyson has always been very, very honest, and no matter how heinous the acts or despicable something he might have done, he always came out and, you know, took his own medicine and answered the questions, whether it was an ear biting, you know, whether it was leaving the penitentiary. He wrote me a 5-page letter, Bill, when he was in the penitentiary, came to my house, and I opened it up, and on the second page, in his own hand, he said, you know, they will let me go tomorrow if I would admit to this rape, but I did not rape this woman, and I will never admit to something I didn't do. And then in the next paragraph, he said, however, there are 4 or 5 other things that I've done throughout the course of my life that are worse than what I'm accused of, therefore I feel I'm at the right place at this time. So I asked him about that when he got out of jail. In the first interview that he did, I said, is this a private letter or a public letter? He said, you can ask me anything you want. So I asked him that. What was worse? And he said, looked over at his lawyer, looked back at me, and he said, it's probably best not to answer this on national television because I don't know what the statute of limitations are. But what I told you is true. So, I mean, there, you know, all kinds of things that we see and hear and listen to and ask questions about that reveal these folks, you know, why they were able to achieve the excellence that they have, why they've had the pitfalls and the quirks and flaws, their triumphs and tragedies. So it's been, you know, it's been an amazing journey.
There is something to the art of the interview, and you had mentioned one of those things just momentarily about listening. Mm-hmm. You know, as you're interviewing somebody, we always have that list of questions, things that we need to get out of the way. But as you're listening, I mean, is there something specific as an interviewer that you're listening for, an avenue that you're listening for, that you can get a little bit deeper and pull something a little bit deeper out of that particular person or circumstance?
Yes, there really is, and it is that ability to recognize. I mean, all of the people who are in our profession, you know, really are very well prepared. Okay, so they know what's in the public domain, and they also know what hasn't been exposed. So you kind of hear it while it's happening. I mean, you probably have Aaron Rodgers on, or Christian Yelich, or Mark Antanasio, or whoever, and you know what they have said in the past, certainly, whatever, 3 to 6 months, and then you probably have a greater perspective of what they've done throughout the course of their career. So, Bill, when somebody says something to you, you're hearing it as new. And when you're hearing it as new, the wheels start spinning because you're listening to follow up on that because you know they're going into an area where they haven't. Well, the biggest break that I got in my career was not only being able to have Muhammad Ali as my first interview and him being so kind and generous with his time and taking a liking to me, but I was a videotape editor. So when I would come back and edit the videotape for the sports and the news, I was 18 years old. Well, back at that time, it was America held hostage, and Ted Koppel was just coming on with Nightline because of the Iranian crisis. And on the other monitor in my booth was Johnny Carson. Well, Johnny Carson and Ted Koppel turned out to be two of the greatest listeners in the history of television because they could listen, think, and react all within the same split second, snap of a finger. So they would intake the information, think about it, and react because they were great listeners. So I would study them at night after the evening news, and boy, was it really something. And it was two totally different genres. One was in comedy and one was in news. But by being able to study them, I said, you know what? What a remarkable skill. And it's very difficult to do, but if you can do that, and if you can figure out a way to be able to have all of the information in your head and have that ability, you know, there might be a career here. And, you know, we have some great people who do that now. I mean, look at Bob Costas. He's very similar.
Right.
You know, listen, think, and react. And so that was a huge break for me to be a videotape editor because by accident I started watching those guys after the news.
Jim, great to talk to you. Good stuff. Best of luck with the book. It's called Talking to Goats, The Moments You Remember and the Stories You've Never Heard. And I'm sure we're going to see you all over continuously all throughout the remainder of the football season. Listen to you on Westwood One as well. Jim, thanks for some of your time. I certainly appreciate it, and best of luck, okay?
Bill, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Talk to you soon. There you go. Jim Gray, 12-time Emmy Award-winning sportscaster, author of the new book, Talking to Goats, The Moments You Remember and the Stories You've Never Heard. And good stuff. Thanks for him taking a couple. He's done a lot. You know, again, whether you agree or disagree with some of the things that, you know, interview-wise he's been a part of, obviously the LeBron thing and then, you know, Pete Rose when he was trying to get Pete Rose to admit to betting. And I just saw him the other night when, when he was standing between between Mike Tyson and Roy Jones Jr. and hanging out with Snoop. And, I mean, the guy's done it all. But Jim Gray joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been doing it. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.